Welcome back to another episode of Interview You. This is your host, Lewis Shine. And hey, I have another special guest on the show today. But before we get with our guest, I have a message, a special message for our coaches.
Are you looking to take your game preparation to the next level? Then Fast Model Sports is the perfect coaching software for you. With Fast Draw, build an organized library of plays and drills and create professional playbooks to share with your players and staff. You can also download over 9,000 free plays and drills from our play bank directly to your Fast Draw account. Also, you need a way to better build your scouting reports? With Fast Scout, build custom scouting report templates to prepare your team best for each individual opponent. The combination of Fast Draw and Fast Scout is the best way for you and your coaches to create winning game strategies and effectively communicate them to your team. Over 10,000 high schools and youth coaches use Fast Model Sports technology to help their team reach their goals. So to take advantage of this bundle, use the code IUHOOPS15, that's IUHOOPS15, to get 15% off any Fast Draw and Fast Scout products. Once again, in ordering Fast Draw or Fast Scout or any of those products in the bundle there, use code IUHOOPS15 to get 15% off any Fast Draw and Fast Scout products.
Well, hey, everybody, we have a special guest, like I mentioned before, that's on the show today. We want to get right into this thing. So without further ado, I want everyone to welcome and help me welcome to the show owner and founder of Radius Athletics, Randy Sherman. How's it going, man?
Good. Great. Good evening, man. Thanks for having me on. Happy to sit down and chat with you tonight.
No problem, man. Honored to have you on, man. And, you know, excited to get into just, you know, your wealth of knowledge in the game and some of the things that you're doing and just how the game first touched your life and how everything turned into what you're doing now. And then, of course, we'll go into some other things with your relationship with Fast Model Sports later in the show. So let's get this thing started. Where did the game of basketball, whether that's you playing or just your love for coaching, where did it first begin in your life?
I would say, man, I really don't remember a time where at least playing basketball for fun wasn't part of my life. And then it grew into a competitive thing. I would say probably my first recollection of kind of where just being around basketball a lot and seeing, you know, good competition and good coaches. My father, as sort of like a side hustle, used to referee high school in junior high basketball games in the area we grew up in. I grew up in Texas. And so, you know, he would have a game assignment and take me along, and I would sit in the bleachers and, you know, try to watch the game. You know, I'm proud of my dad out there refereeing. I thought he was like a, you know, celebrity or something out there refereeing small town high school basketball. So, you know, all during basketball season doing that, when I was a little kid, we were in the gym. My dad's a big basketball fan. And that's probably where I would say my earliest introduction to the game was. But I grew up in Texas, and a lot of people who grew up in Texas like I did can identify with a pull of football. So I was into football and track and things like that. I played basketball, but you know, probably didn't devote enough time to just basketball to get very good at it. I was a good athlete. I was able to make my high school varsity team, but not beyond that. So it was a natural thing for me to get into coaching because I grew up playing football, basketball, track, always around coaches. Those guys, those men in my life were really what I saw as my future, even when I was a youngster. I didn't always think I'd be a basketball coach. That took a little bit of a different route, but that's probably how I would answer that. Is my introduction to the game started with my dad refereeing basketball.
Gotcha. Good stuff here. And so, talk to us a little bit about what's your introduction to coaching look like? Talk to us a little bit about how the doors open or just the events that kind of led to you starting to coach basketball.
Yeah. almost like a happenstance type thing. I really set out to be more of a basketball and track and field coach. That was when I was in college studying education, physical education, history, things that preparing to be a teacher and a coach. My mind was, I'm going to be a football and track and field coach. Those were my things, my best sports, what I liked. Then I did like a student teaching project, and there was a female coach who coached the girls' basketball team at the school. I did a student teaching project, and she was shorthanded, short-staffed, and I was a student teacher, and she knew I wanted to be a coach, and she's like, hey, you know, why don't you just, you know, come observe some practices, help me out, like rebound and run some drills and pass to shooters and things like that. I need like a student manager type coach while I was in college to help her with her team. I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. And I guess you could say the rest is history. I really enjoyed that experience. It kind of rekindled my interest in basketball. And she was a highly successful high school coach in the state. So she gave me more and more responsibility and then became a really good reference. And that's sort of how my career path went down the basketball route.
Good stuff, man. And, you know, it's amazing how, you know, some things just happen in life.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, you're doing more in that thing, you know. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, not only coaching, you have, you know, won some great games, 9 seasons, you know, some deep state playoff runs. Mm-hmm. Kind of talk about maybe a couple highlights in that are just kind of like at the top of the list for you. I know it's probably a lot, but give me a couple.
It was a long time ago too. So yeah, I'm getting up in years, and it's been a while since I've coached. I've been in my current role for several years now, and served as a sports performance trainer after my coaching career. So my memories from coaching high school, I coached on the girls' side. You know, I had a couple teams that were top ranked, number one in the state in their conference and classification, and those were great and fun experiences. But you know, it was like everyone knew we were going to be good. We had a lot of talent, a lot of expectations, highly acclaimed players. So I would say some seasons where we were just as good or achieved just as much as some of those teams that were expected to, but maybe our expectations at the beginning of the year weren't at that level. That's what sticks out to me of like being able to build something and sustain something that even in what on paper looked like it's going to be an off year or a down year, still sort of reached a pretty high performing level. Those are the seasons I enjoyed the most. The almost like the pressure's not there but the expectations internally were the same, and maybe a team that didn't have the praise going into the season left the season with the same amount of admiration. So those are the years that I think back most fondly on.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And so now, you know, you've had those years, and you know, you say you did some sports performance as well. Mm-hmm. Now, where did it turn? Because now, you know, you go from being a coach.
Yeah.
Now you're owner and founder of Radius Athletics, your own coaching consulting firm. Now you're helping coaches. Right. Kind of talk a little bit about how that was birthed.
Well, I left the coaching ranks to go to graduate school, pursue some education, and one of the things I really enjoyed about coaching and preparing my teams when I was a head coach was the strength and conditioning aspect of not only preparing. I got kind of interested in that, so that was like kind of like a career change, if you will, that I decided or I thought I was going to embark upon, and I did for a few years, and enjoyed working with athletes and non-athletes in that physical, personal trainer, sports performance training in that career. I kind of, you know, my wife and I, we moved, and that with that kind of like when I was, I had a client base that I left behind when we moved. So I kind of was like at a starting over point. And I felt like I wanted to get back in basketball, but I wasn't sure I wanted to look like coaching or leading a team. You know, I was seeing some of the things influencers were doing in social media and other disciplines, whether that be nutrition or finance or things that, you know, people were doing online with social media, like influencing and becoming a voice or a thought and a thought leader using social media, blogging, things like that. And I just kind of had the encouragement of a few coaching friends of like, hey, man, the things you did when you coached, I think if you were to share those and teach coaches those things, it'd really be successful. And I was like, no one cares. You know, no one will care. Like, I'm a nobody. I wasn't a college coach or coach on television or a big name, but I just stayed after it, man. And you're talking about Fast Model and, you know, I sought out businesses and affiliates like that who I thought could help me along this path, and it just kind of stuck, and I built an audience, and I guess the things I was sharing were helping coaches, and I figured out a way through trial and error, making lots of stupid mistakes, how to sort of turn it into a viable business. So that's how we're here. This will be my seventh basketball season, sort of serving as an advisor or counselor, if you will, to coaches. And man, it's been an interesting ride. I never would have thought it would, one, turn into a job, or two, still be around 6-7 years down the road. So I'm fortunate. I've met some great people and aligned myself with some good brands and still doing it and still in the game, but in just a different way. And it's, I tell people all the time, I really think my skills and abilities are actually better suited for doing what I'm doing now than they were for actually coaching.
Gotcha. Wow. That, I mean, and it's amazing too. And I just love your story where, you know, you had your time coaching and, you know, it wasn't until, you know, a couple of your buddies said, hey, you know, you might want to do this, man. And it seems like your journey, man, it's just like your steps have been ordered and, you know, you may have not known what that next step has been, but it happened. And it sounds like you're enjoying it, man. And you know, with the coaching industry, man, it's amazing because, you know, you have people like yourself that give back. And Lord knows, I mean, I've been a coach, you know, you need all the help you can get, you know, because it's a grind and you don't see everything from every angle, you know, because sometimes there's so much to do. So, you know, what you're doing and the space that you're doing it in, it's very critical and it's intricate. And I know it's, you know, well received, you know, because like I say, when I was a coach, I loved that extra help. I loved the people that consulted me and, you know, the so much personal development options. I mean, it's pretty amazing. So I love what you're doing and, you know, and serving the coaches, you know, and serving the coaches. And you have a number of things in different ways. Kind of talk to us a little bit about what different avenues that you offer for the coaches, you know, as you operate in your firm.
Yeah, I would say on like kind of like, let me answer this from sort of like basic level. I do things like YouTube. I have a YouTube channel where I break down plays and offenses and things like that. So, well, that's helpful to a lot of coaches, and that's probably what maybe has received the most views and consumption from coaches. Things like that. I've used Fast Model to diagram different playbooks, ideas of my own, plus some ideas of others, and you know, sort of like modifications to sort of create something that feels unique. And again, that's sort of service level stuff, but it meets a need that coaches have if they want to change their offense, their defensive approach or offensive style. That meets the need. But I would say as we sort of move up in levels, I offer sort of my eyeballs, my ears, my thoughts to coaches personally, one-on-one or in a small group, to talk about things maybe on a level of higher importance than, say, what plays you run or what baseline out of bounds you use or things like that. Not that those things are small things. They matter a lot. But you know, just lending my opinion and my thought on how to coach, how to deal with parents and players and administration and just do this job, and share the mistakes I made and share the things that worked and didn't with coaches. And it's that part that I enjoy the most. I mean, the making the videos and the diagrams and then tweeting out, you know, plays and things like that is interesting, and it attracts eyeballs. But really what I enjoy the most is getting to know a coach, getting to know what they want out of their program, what they want out of their job, and what they want out of their journey as a coach, and just helping them focus and helping them stay on that path. Probably what I enjoy the most and what I think is somewhat unique about what I do is that personal connection with coaches, one-on-one, small group, things like that.
Yeah, that's really good stuff, man. It almost reminds me of like coaching the coaches, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes the coaches, they need a coach, you know, and it's definitely needed. And like I say, I love to hear what you're talking about, even down to the YouTube and the different plays, because, you know, Lord knows when I coach, I was always looking for something, you know? So those things are amazing. So, you know, talk a little bit now as we turn the corner. Mm-hmm. Of just your relationship with Fast Model Sports, you know, how you came to connect with them, to connect, you know, business-wise as an affiliate, and mm-hmm. just some of the things you did. I already know that you mentioned, you know, just, you know, using the playbook and things like that, but just kind of talk a little bit about that relationship.
Well, when I think back to when my two friends who encouraged me to kind of get out there, start a blog and start using social media to promote ideas, the first problem I had was like, okay, what do I use to share to illustrate, if you will, these ideas that you think people give a darn about, right? So I started researching what tools are out there for coaches to diagram and create these images to be able to, you know, if a coach is interested in this concept, they want to hear it explained. They also want to see it on paper. So to me, Fast Model just met that need. It helped me it gave me a tool to where I could put some of the ideas that I use as a coach in a diagram and be able to better explain those things. So that's really how it began. Is like they just filled a need I felt I had to have filled to do the job I wanted to do or the project I was undertaking. So, you know, and with some consistent use and you know, we start building a little bit of a following and then, you know, I reached out to them, they reached out to me, or we connected and like, hey, how about you start, you know, contributing to our play bank and blog and things like that. And they had a much bigger social media following than I did at the time. And I kind of saw and understand how that works. So, hey, if they're going to retweet and share and promote the things that I'm sharing, that helps me. And it also helps them. I'm showcasing their product and they're introducing me to a bigger audience. And more importantly, an audience that I want, the coaches, right? So, that's how it all began. I began writing on their blog, and contributing plays to the play bank using Twitter and YouTube and things like that to you know, promote my resources that I use created by Fast Draw.
So it's a great relationship, a great story there. And, you know, just all stemming from your love for the game and trying to find, you know, tools to help you to illustrate those things that are in your heart to help the coaching community, man. That's just, this is beautiful, man. And you know, I had, you know, some time, you know, as a Division I coach, using Fast Amato Sports products. That was like the very first time I used it. And when I was at the D2 level, I had friends that had it. So I tried to mock kind of what they had, you know, because we were not able to get it at the time. But when I was able to use it, man, it made it so easy. I mean, you know, I come from the old school where it's chalkboard, legal pads, scribble.
Napkins.
Anything, you know. But, man, I got a hold of the Fast Model Sports products, specifically the Fast Scout and then Fast Draw. Like I say, I was able to take some of those things that are scribbled, that are written on my board, and put them in, you know, illustration where the players can see it easy, where I can see it easy and actually remember, you know, step by step what's next, you know, and all those kind of things. And it just made it easier for me as a coach, man. Like, you know, not only to see and remember what I had clearly, but also to be able to give our players a playbook, you know, that I created that was so easy for them. It took questions away because they could see it clearly. So, you know, just to hear that, you know, that's how you got going and you had that tool and you were able to contribute in that way. I know that a lot of coaches appreciate that because, you know, we can clearly see it. I mean, I've listened to things where, you know, coaches try to break down and explain a play, you know, but when you have it illustrated, you know, in the way that Fast Model makes it easy for it to be seen, I think that's a very good thing there, man. So, you know, thanks for, you know, your contributions, you know, in terms of Play Bank and blog and things that you're doing out there for the coaches, especially with your firm, man. It means a whole lot. Couple here questions just want to ask you, you know, just before we get out of here. You know, just walking through life, walking through introduction to sports, coaching, you know, relationship with Fast Model and other companies, and having your own firm. Of course, there's been things that everybody goes through. And so as you walk through life, can you share something with our listeners that you may have, you know, kept close to you that motivates you to continue to do what you do? Like I say, whether that's a scripture or quote or something your parents taught you, what's something that you can share with our listeners that they can take away from the episode?
I would say a quote. And it's one that my grandfather, who was a big influence on me, he's passed away, but you know, a lot of his lessons have lasted. And one thing that he used to say to me was, "Randy, you row your own canoe in this world," meaning, you know, whatever, you know, you're in charge. You are the captain of your own ship, if you will. You row your own canoe. I think back to some of the fear that I felt as a coach, you know, going into a season. Are we going to be good, or are we going to, you know, live up to the expectations? Are we going to win or lose or whatever before a game, or even when I embarked on building my own business, like, what if this fails? What if I end up, this ends up being laughed at, or some coaches like tell me, "Oh, that's wrong. You're stupid." And I kept hearing my grandfather's voice saying, "You row your own canoe. Like, if you're going to make it, if you're going to succeed, you just keep rowing, keep rowing that canoe, and you do it by yourself and you keep going. And if people want to help you along the way, great. But ultimately the decisions you make are going to take you where you want to go or not." So I would say that's one quote that stuck with me. You row your own canoe. And what I've done is anytime I get to feeling doubt about, am I helping coaches, or is this even working, or is anyone even paying attention when I write something and tweet it out there, I just can't help but think, like, hey, this is what's within me that I would want to get out, whether 2 people read it or 2,000 people or 20,000 read it. This is within me. I want to get it out. And I'm just rowing my own canoe, man. And if anyone wants to get in along with me, great. You know, there's plenty of room. But this is just information and a passion within me that's going to come out either way.
Yeah, man, that's really good stuff. Great wisdom, Keith, from your grandfather, and you know, you walked that thing out. Now let's flip it around.
Okay,
what is maybe an obstacle, maybe a time in your life that you overcame what was that obstacle, if you don't mind sharing?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you overcome it? Like what whether that was through that key or another key or just resilience, like, is there something that you can think of that you could just share with us?
Well, if you coach long enough, you're going to have highs and lows. And there's going to be moments that you're on top of the ladder cutting down the net, and there's going to be moments where you're just really kind of counting the days till the season's over. And that, I would say, you know, those highs and lows have been very real for me, and very, you know, they've stuck with me. And when I think of some of the lows, some of the setbacks, and you know, changing careers and changing jobs, where there was some uncertainty about whether I'm doing the right thing, or man, I felt really low, like I was starting all over again. That, you know, what got me through it was just putting my focus in on the work, putting my focus in on, hey, I can't think too far ahead. I just got to put my focus in on the next day, the next practice, the next skill I want to help our players develop, the next weight workout that I want to organize to help us get more athletic or stronger, whatever. Like just sort of like my advice after any setback would be just don't look too far down the road. Just look at the next step and take it, and have the courage to just get up and take it. That's it.
Good stuff. And one last one I want to ask you, this one kind of just came to me, but I just uh-huh. wanted to ask it. You know, with Radius Athletics, you know, the work that you do in serving coaches, you know, is there something that you can share with us that maybe a testimony from, you know, I know you mentioned before, mm-hmm. like, you know, you're like, man, will coaches, you know, take to some of the stuff I'm putting out there, and, you know, as your buddies told you to start it, and you just mm-hmm. kind of launched out on that thing, and now you look back, it's been several years. You know, has there been, and I'm pretty sure there has, but has there been a moment, or is there a moment that you can share with us that for you, with the work and the journey that you've been through with the business, with the firm, there was a testimony that came out of something you did that really was a blessing to someone else? Is there something, man, that you can share with
me? I couldn't even, I mean, I get emotional just thinking about this. This is a great question, because the most rewarding, you know, when I started all this, I thought it'd be just me talking about motion offense and pressure man-to-man defense and like whatever, like very surface level, basic stuff. But when I'm going to listen to coaches, I began to, you know, hear their problems and become someone who tried to, you know, worked alongside them. I've developed some great friends, Coach. I really have. And I'm, when I say friends, I'm talking about people who maybe I've never physically met them in person, but they're across the country from me, or even on the other side of the world as me, you know, the power of social media connecting people from all over the planet.
Yeah.
I'd say, you know, testimonies, there'd be too many to list just one, but like things like, you know, a coach texting me in the middle of the night, 12, 1 in the morning or something like that. And I hear my phone buzz and I roll over and look at it. And it's one of the coaches who I help. And they say, hey, we just won our first playoff game in school history.
Wow.
Or, hey, our team, our program has never been to the state Final Four before, and we just made it. And another great testimony is there's been a few times over the years where, especially during, you know, the past several years when more and more games are live streamed, you know, like broadcast over the internet, live streamed, mm-hmm. Where the group of coaches that I've helped, we bring them together in like a chat room, and we just kind of converse and kick it in there and talk basketball. And then get to know all these coaches that I've helped are now helping one another. And there's been several times, Lewis, where a coach has been in the state Final Four or state championship game or something like that. And he's like, hey, here's the live stream to our game tonight. And all the other coaches are watching that live stream going, oh man, it's like they're living it right along with them. And I just reflect back on that and think, like, I, out of a silly idea, this camaraderie has come together, you know, like, like this guy's playing for a state championship in Kansas, and he's got people he's never met in Florida, Maine, Massachusetts, Texas, Louisiana, like hanging on to every shot, like it's the last. And those moments, like, man, as rewarding as any championship or game I ever won as a coach or a player by far. So,
wow.
Those would be things that I would say have that keep me going. Yeah.
Powerful. Appreciate you sharing those, man. It mean a whole lot, man. It's just great to hear, man, because it's, you know, it's the fruits of your labor and just being able to be in a position to be a blessing to others, man. And so thanks for sharing that so much. And speaking of your business, man, you know, before we get out of here, mm-hmm. definitely want you to be able to share where our listeners, our coaches that are listening, can get in contact with you, or their social, your website, or anywhere that's okay. a contact point for you. If you can go ahead and share that for our listeners.
Yeah, I try to keep everything real consistent and easy. So it's at Radius Athletics on Twitter. Randy at RadiusAthletics.com is my email. Radius Athletics on Instagram. Radius Athletics on YouTube. All any of those things, you know, would be where I'm hanging out and where you can find me. So, you know, I think most of the coaches who are listening to this, if they aren't following me on Twitter, that'd probably be my first step. Like, just follow on Twitter. I tweet things, I share things I write, I share videos I make, and if you like what you're seeing and reading and coming across your timeline on Twitter, and you want to reach out, my DMs are open, all that stuff. So that'd probably be my first piece of, you know, first step I'd advise someone to take.
Sounds good. Man, this has been a great, great podcast, man. Just great, you know, touching base and hearing your story and listening to all the things that you've been a part of and touching the game and, you know, how the game has blessed you back and how you're serving coaches, man. And so on the behalf of myself and Fast Model Sports, just want to thank you, man, for taking time out to come on and allowing me to interview you, man.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing, man. I don't have a podcast, but and I don't really plan to start one, but I do enjoy coming on and listening to them and things like that. So anytime you want to talk, I'm always here.
Yes. And I may call you on the carpet for that one, because I love talking hoops and just life and ball and strategy and things like that, man. So you may hear me ring your phone or also, this platform is open to you, man. So anytime you have anything going on or just want to share some things or whatnot, man, it is always open. So we appreciate your time, man. And I know we'll be touching base soon, but thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, guys, that was Randy Sherman, owner and founder of Radius Athletics. Make sure you go and check him out on social, on his website, on YouTube. Check out some of the wealth of knowledge and things that he has going on, especially what he's offering with his firm. Make sure you connect with him. It'll be a great resource to you. All right, guys. So as we close this thing out, we have another special message for our coaches that are listening out there. Check this out.
Are you looking to take your game preparation to the next level? Then Fast Model Sports is the perfect coaching software for you. With Fast Draw, build an organized library of plays and drills and create professional playbooks to share with your players and staff. You can also download over 9,000 free plays and drills from our play bank directly to your Fast Draw account. Also, you need a way to better build your scouting reports? With Fast Scout, Build custom scouting report templates to prepare your team best for each individual opponent. The combination of Fast Draw and Fast Scout is the best way for you and your coaches to create winning game strategies and effectively communicate them to your team. Over 10,000 high schools and youth coaches use Fast Model Sports technology to help their team reach their goals. So, to take advantage of this bundle, use the code IUHOOPS15, that's IUHOOPS15, to get 15% off any Fast Draw and Fast Scout products. Once again, in ordering Fast Draw or Fast Scout or any of those products in the bundle there, use code IUHOOPS15 to get 15% off any Fast Draw and Fast Scout products. Well, hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Interview You in conjunction with Fast Model Sports. Until next time, we'll see you on the next episode.